Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. We've got a good show for you this week. We'll go into it in 1 hour, believe it or not. We're going to sum up why we're here. Well, we're going to sum up our interpretation of why we're here, meaning why have we chosen to be a human at this time? Why have we chosen to come to Earth when maybe we could choose to go someplace else? So we're going to do that this hour. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we'd like to remind you of a simple thing, kenpage.com. That's our website. It's got about 5,000 pages of free information for you with lots of newsletters and articles. You can also read some free books right online. You can always email us at office@kenpage if you have any questions about what we're going to talk about in this show, or visit the archives and listen to some of our other shows.
And most of the shows, we come from our website, and we just take information there and work off it. So it's like a format. So all the different things that we talk about are there for you to look at and to understand if you want more, because we've just given you the highlights of something that we have taken many weeks to talk about. So today we're going to talk about why we're here, okay? And not, again, the big here, and this is what we feel and what we've heard the most, and what makes, if you can make sense of it, that's a big make sense of it, what makes sense of why this is all happening to us. So what if we, a long time ago, in another reality, we're all sitting down at a pub and talking about being more, expanding, allowing our consciousness to be more open, and we were very, very connected and comfortable with being a part of that group, of that collective, of that creator energy. But we decided to separate and to split off from that consciousness to redefine ourselves. Now think about it. If I could redefine myself, I could possibly be more than the original consciousness by the experiences I've had and understanding I've had. So every single experience I've ever had, not just in this life, and every single life, however I've experienced it, is part of my consciousness. And once I've become aware of that consciousness, then I no longer need to be separate from anything or creator. So maybe there's a part of us that had to be separate to redefine ourselves and to understand that we are everything and more. So here's a question. Does Creator want to be more? Do we want to be more? How do we evolve?
We have asked this question over and over and over and over. Are we just an accident, or is our soul actually evolving? And if we believe, if you believe, we do, but if you believe that you are part of Creator, and that Creator can experience through us in a different way, in a different form, so that the entire consciousness of Creator continues to expand, becomes more aware. There, over the last couple thousand years on the planet, consciousness and awareness has taken many, many, many different forms. Are we here now, in this moment, right now, in order to help Creator, the of creation, to expand in a new, more aware sense of knowing, so Creator itself can continue in its expansive way? Is that what we're here for?
And you can call it anything you like. We find that there's four things that most people have died from based on history, okay? This isn't just history. We have died from war. We have died from hunger. We have died from sickness. We have died from disasters. And then, a lot of other things. But those four things, but they have not been very positive. They have always been rather severe and rather put us in a place of feeling victimized or trapped or we had no power. So this is one of the things that my soul, so what I look at, that we are all spirit. And I look at, I want to take my spirit and allow it to evolve and connect to the soul or the creator of everything. Now, I ask this question when I first started my metaphysical background, and I ask everyone, the question was, how do we evolve our soul and our spirit? What's the difference between soul and spirit, and how does it evolve? And every single answer, and I have got thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of answers to that question, because I cannot receive anything else until I've come to terms with whatever I've perceived. Once I've perceived it, the new information can come in, giving me a different picture. So you have to go through every single step of understanding before you can start seeing or understanding a larger picture or understanding. And remember, you're by yourself. This isn't what any religion says. This isn't what metaphysics say. This isn't what anybody says. But just think about it. Are we evolving or are we not? Are we a creator or are we a victim? Are we one or are we separate? And so by encompassing all those areas, we start to see a bigger picture.
One of the things that we like to liken ourselves to is a cell. So if I am a cell, our physical body has about 70 trillion cells, and we know on the planet there's 6.5, 6.6 billion, depending on which statistic you look at. If each one of us is a cell, all of us in the same body of Creator, then we are all the same. Then each of us has a specific job, a specific function that we perform within this same body, this same evolutionary growing consciousness called creation. And if that is truth, if we accept that, then yes, we do evolve. Yes, we are part of creation. Therefore, I am just as equal as another cell. That cell is just as equal as I am. I'm fond of saying in the workshops, would you look down at your own body and say, oh, I love my lungs, but I don't love my kidneys? Well, it takes the kidneys to make the body function. It takes the lungs to make the body function. You wouldn't love one thing more than another. Is that the way creation is? So that every cell within the body of creation has the same capability, the same purpose of expansion, awareness. Yes, individual cells, all functioning individually, and yet still connected with the same ultimate purpose. And that's the function of the body of creation.
Now, let's just make it really, really simple, okay? If we can be simple with such a subject, okay? How do you love more than you've been loved? You love by every single experience, the experience of love, the until we have experienced everything, I cannot have compassion for whatever is I'm experiencing. So in a past life, whatever they were, if I physically was there, or I was consciously observing it. So we can say this, was Creator part of the past? Well, most people and most religions would say yes, Creator was. But what if I was part of Creator watching an event? And in that event, it became me. I became that person. I became that warrior, or I became that person in the village, and I was experiencing every single experience of that time and space based on how Creator was experiencing it. Does that make sense?
We would not have had the physical experience of it, but we would have the awareness of the experience. As Kendra said, if I was that warrior, if I was the warrior in a physical way, in a human way, then the warrior might have experienced the pain of it. But when we are still with Creator, and creation itself is experiencing everything, then that doesn't experience the physical pain. It's basically spiritual Creator consciousness source watching us, watching those individuals who are in human form. That's how that happens.
Okay, that's one way of looking at it. But let's say I am Spirit, or let's say I am Creator, and I am watching an event. Do I become that person? So maybe I do not feel it like the person feel it, but I have a pretty good sensation based on being that person and what they're experiencing. So all this is a way for all of us to evolve. And so
and recognize the same vibration. That's how so many individuals can actually recognize and feel that they were a part of an ascended master or a particular vibration, is because they were experiencing it through creation.
Now let's pin another one. When you heal yourself, do you heal your past? And I think everyone would say yes, but yes, and what does that mean? Well, honestly, what does it mean to heal your past? If you have been a part of everything and you start to heal your past, do you have to heal everything? And everybody would say, gosh, I hope not. That picture's too big. But in essence, we would have to have compassion for all creation before it could change. If you were holding on to a charge, or you were holding on to something that happened that was not good, and we know based on history, the four things that have really have not been good, then we would have to have compassion for every single way these experiences have happened to where we could finally let it go. Let it go within our body, let it go within our family, let it go within our heritage, and let it go from all the times in the past.
Having compassion for something, most people would say, well, I don't know that I can, because I don't know that I can feel empathy towards them or sympathy towards them or whatever. We're not suggesting that. We're just suggesting compassion, which is an acceptance. That's what it is. It's just an acceptance without a judgment or without an opinion. And if you can look at something in an objective way without an opinion or without a judgment of whether it was, we're not saying anything's right or wrong or good or bad, just a line in the middle, the clear light line in the middle that says, okay, but at least I can accept that it is, because that's what's known as reality.
Yes, but if I go and hurt, then you know what? I'm going to be hurt, and nobody's going to judge me but myself. So whatever I do inappropriately to hurt or to take another person, that will happen to me, because I energetically will attract another person that will try to control me, and I will experience those things. So I do the best I can to try to stay somewhat balanced in my life. And there's a lot of things that are trying to not doing to me, but throwing me out of balance to where I have to stop and say, I don't want to be a part of that any longer in that way, or I'm going to go down a road that I'm not wanting to go down, or I don't choose to go down any longer. So constantly we are being tested on every single experience that we've ever had to see how reactive we are. And if I can just recognize what it is and energetically let go, the experience goes away and I don't have to be a part of it. Does that make sense to you?
Might not be a part of it, but it's the recognition of what the experience is to show that will increase your awareness. Otherwise, all you're doing is you're just turning the opposite direction and the experience will come back. Until you recognize that that experience or whatever is occurring is part of an issue or part of a growth cycle or part of an awareness that you need, that experience will continue in your life. Even if you just say, okay, well, this is the way it is and I'm not going to play right now. The understanding, the awareness of why it's coming to you for yourself, for your growth, for your awareness, your knowledge, until you understand that, it's going to keep happening.
Now, some of you are saying, I do not want this to happen to me. I don't like what you're talking about. I don't want it to happen to me. And I say this, you are already experiencing this based on your awareness changing. Right now, you wake up in the morning, and some of you don't even know who you are because your awareness has changed during the night. And so every time you become a little bigger or a little more aware or a bigger picture, your awareness changes and you start to become in that vibration. And the next day your awareness changes, and the next day your awareness changes, and we're constantly changing, and in that change we're starting to get, remember, if I could be one with everything, information is part of that awareness or oneness. Knowledge is part of it. Knowing is part of it. Understanding. All those things are part of that energy. Even if it's not good, there would be a lot of energetics mixed with those dynamics. Good, bad, and different.
That's why the understanding, that's what the understanding of the experience will give you. That's what the acceptance of, okay, this is what it is right now. What am I supposed to... Ken and I do this often, and sometimes it's not pleasant. We trigger each other. Why do we trigger each other? Well, because we agreed to challenge each other, to be more than we are. But there will be sometimes energetics that are outside us, and it triggers us, and we'll sit down and say, okay, why did we create that? What was all that energy about? What in the world are we supposed to learn from that? And when you get to that place of just being able to question yourself, you know you're on the road to finding some more information about yourself.
But, you know, if you're in a business and you're driving a race car and you're going 200 miles an hour, you better be thinking of the race. If you start thinking about all the things that are happening to your family and all the things, the IRS calling you, all that, whew, you're going to have a crash. And that happens with all of us. Either we stay focused and we stay appropriate, open to what's coming in, or we start becoming, having our mind going through all these different things, and it starts to create chaos. So what I try to do is stay focused on what I am doing now, and I have to remember when I ask a question, I could get the answer, but it could be several weeks. So I'm always asking, what was that question I asked about what is happening to me so I can understand what's happening to me? But remember, the time, there does not seem to be a timing, you know, like a one-on-one. I ask a question, I get an answer. Sometimes we have to physically understand the question to get the answer. We have to be a part of the experience and understand all the different dynamics in it. Then we start getting a bigger picture of it and have an understanding.
That's why it's good when you're going through, as we said earlier, chaos or something that doesn't feel good, to step away from it and then say, okay, I'm going to look at this and I'm going to examine it and listen to the information that begins to come in. And it might not be immediately, but it will come to you, especially if you have a pattern that repeats over and over and over, and you keep hearing the exact same answer, this is why this is happening. And if you understand that this is why this is happening, and something or someone else that is attempting to take you off balance or work on your issues of power and control and who's trying to control you and any issue that you have, it's good to be able to get quiet and listen to it or get physical. Sometimes getting quiet isn't the answer. Sometimes it's going out and going for a walk or working in the yard or doing something that you love, and then it takes you out of the vibration of the challenge so that you can then become open to hearing what all the information is, to receiving the information. You didn't realize that when you asked the little question that all the information you were going to get all of it, like being a computer bank. You know, you're going to download every single huge, big program, and all you wanted was this little file. And maybe you didn't even want the file. You just wanted the document. I only asked one question. Just give me the document that answers that question. Well, you got all of the information. So it takes time to process some of this information, and most of us don't allow ourselves the time. We don't allow ourselves the time to process before we're hit with something else, or we're asked to do something else, or we're pushed about something else. And so giving ourselves the opportunity to wait for the information, receive it, and understand it, that's what's going to help your own awareness of yourself.
I finally ask for every single spiritual information to come into my physical life. And by physically being a part of it, I started to understand and started to witness a bigger picture by the physical part. So we're going to take just a short break and we'll be right back because we got a lot of stuff to do and talk about.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about life and energy, and who else would try to tackle such a thing, you know? So we really must need a lot of help here to try to even tackle it. It would be much easier just to talk about what's going on with us today than how the world
works. Oh, I don't know about that. What's going on with us today is not necessarily something our readers might need to hear, because we have our own challenges that go on. Ken's got challenges. I've got challenges. We're both working on different things, and yet we're both working on the same thing, and people coming in and people getting picked up, and we have a course coming, and we're getting ready to travel. And, you know, it's a busy, busy, busy place we have, but we feel blessed that we are busy.
Yeah. And last night, yesterday, we worked, I think we worked around 19 hours. Mm-hmm. So we were, as you would say, a little bit stressed this morning, or tired, you know. And so it's just getting yourself used to being like you are. When you're not perfect, you still have to be perfect, you know. When we do a radio show, you don't care if I didn't sleep all night. You just want to hear whatever you come to hear, okay? Okay, so we have these charts. And we actually have documented every single thing we're talking about today.
And you can, if you go to our website homepage, www.kenpage.com, it says, Are You Ready? And that will take you to the book called The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion. It's a little book promo. It has one chapter from the book. But it also gives you the charts to look at. And you can take a look at these charts. They're graphic charts that Ken drew from his own creative genius with a pencil on big pieces of paper. We'd been drawing these in workshops for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And then it was time to put them down. And once the charts were made, then it was describing all of the different elements of the charts. That's what we had more of a challenge with, because, you know, in your creative mind, you understand the chart, I understand the chart, and in a teaching scenario, we might go through a chart and it takes us an hour to explain it. Well, how do you take all of that information and narrow it down to a concise, this is what this chart might mean? But one of the charts, if you want to go on the website and look at them, chart number 2 actually describes where we are in the world, how we see ourselves, and how we fit with all of the consciousness. Now, we use the word consciousness a lot. We've used it in this show. We talk about the consciousness of creation, and we talk about the different consciousness that makes everything up. Some of you may not know what a consciousness is, or what our version, what we think a consciousness is. And one of the things, so let me just say, this is what we say a consciousness is. A consciousness is a collection of similar energetics from one vibration. So in other words, let's talk about the consciousness of
war.
Consciousness of war, that's an easy one to pick on. It is a collection of energies that all make up a similar vibration, meaning how everyone thinks about war, how everyone is in war, the people who are actually fighting war, the people who are not wanting war, the people who, the killing energy, the territorial energy, the tumultuous energy, all of that represents a similar vibration, similar dynamics and energetics, so that the feelings that are put into that energy, that vibration, become a consciousness, becomes an actual existence that it forms into this consciousness. And consciousness continues to collect. It collects from everyone who continues to have the same feelings. That's what makes up a collective consciousness. So I hope that definition was easy.
But you see, what we're talking about, that would have to be true. Every single thing we have experienced starts to create energy and then starts to collect. The thing you don't realize is you can change energy based on your experiences. If you created or were a part of it in the past, you have the ability to have compassion and change its form. So think about it. Is that what we came in to do? I mean, when people ask me all the time, what did I come in to do?
Yeah, what's my purpose? Why am I here?
What if you came in to change old energy back to creative energy so your children would have a choice that you never had, or your grandchildren? So are we changing large amounts? Now, remember, after thousands of years, this energy has become pretty negative or pretty dense, because there's many, many countries or areas in the world that are still doing it, still in war, still killing, still doing horrible things, still having disease, still not having enough food. So there's nothing in the past that's not happening right now somewhere in the world, and they're giving energy to it. So that's sometimes why you have the most resistance, is there's still people giving energy to that vibration.
So you're now going to ask the question, okay, so if all of this stuff is happening on this planet, what in the world am I doing here? Why did I choose to be here on Earth? Earth, the world, our world, it's surrounded by many different bands of energy, and each one of those bands of energy contains different emotions. So there could be, you know, 100 different bands of energy for 100 different emotions. Our planet is actually a 4,000-mile gravity well. And as we get closer to the planet's surface, the energy, the gravity, becomes denser and denser, and it does hold more energy the closer it gets to the planet. Each of the bands around the planet have become large enough through all the billions and trillions of thoughts and feelings that we give to them, that each band becomes like a collective consciousness. So what we just said was, if we continue to create these emotions and thoughts and feelings, then we are actually creating these bands of energy which create these collective consciousnesses.
Now, what's happening, if you start to, something in your life is happening that resonates closest to one of these bands, does that energy recognize you as a creator or part of it and start to connect to you? It could be disease or anything is happening. Do you start to resonate to one of these bands of consciousness?
One of the things we do know is that each collective consciousness isn't good or bad. Remember, it's just life. It's a life force, and it just wants to become more than it is. And we're going to explain a little bit more about that and go deeper into that, of why we're here and summing up our purpose. When we come back from break, we're going to take a short commercial break now, and we'll be right back.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about my most favorite subject, and one I've been working on for about 30, 40 years, okay? And I might have it all wrong, but at least the way we think about it encompasses every single religion, every single idea, and does not make one right or wrong. It's just a bigger picture of what each one of them believe.
One of the factors that both of us have always felt in our lives is that we were part of something bigger, and yet we were individual, but still part of something bigger, but yet individual. And I've had many different experiences in my life that have shown me that while I am a part of, I am also all that it is. And those are another story that we can talk about in another show. But that allows us to have a sense of oneness in why we're here. It allows us to look at, okay, what's my purpose? Well, we were talking before the break about collective consciousness and saying that a collective consciousness is made up of similar vibrations, similar energetics, made up of all the feelings and thoughts and emotions and experiences that people have given to it. Each consciousness becomes a life force that attracts more energy. But that's the way we learn. That's the way we learn to become a creator.
Now, what we do in our world, we call it karma. But maybe it's just energetic. When you say I have a certain karma, maybe it's a certain energy that you keep attracting based on one of these consciousnesses that you have the ability to change or you no longer need to be a part of.
See, if we can have compassion for the fact that it exists, we're not saying whether it's good, we're not saying war is good or bad or right or wrong. We took that consciousness, so we'll deal with that one. What if we can have compassion for the fact that it exists, that we as creators have in some way created it? If we can have compassion, it can bring a lighter vibration, and it can actually give an ability for some of that consciousness to shift or to change so that it's not so dense, so that it's not so hard or painful.
So there are choices. Remember, we can't tell other people what to do because we don't know how they're evolving or we don't know why they've come. But maybe what we can do is make it to where there's more choices, so maybe they'll make one that they've never made and takes them on a different path because they've learned all they need to learn about that kind of energy that's been a part of their whole life.
See, it's not, we don't feel it's our job to tell you that your experience, what you've chosen to create for yourself, is wrong.
Or not valid,
because you've chosen that. So your experience is exactly how you are learning, how you are evolving, how you are expanding your own awareness. We can't fix that.
And we would have to say most people probably do not believe that. They do not believe they have any part of what's happening in their life. They're just victims, and we're just going from day to day. And I got to tell you, the way the economy is and the things that happen, I can sure see why you think you're a victim, because sometimes those times come to me, those experience, those feelings, but I don't need to hold on to them. But I sure wonder why in the heck is this all happening to us.
Yeah, and that is widespread, not just in the economy of our country, but it's widespread around the world. It's actually, isn't it easier to blame somebody else for what's going on in your life? Certainly it is. It's much easier to say, well, I'm the way I am because of my mother or my father, or my karma says that this is what I'm destined to have.
But see, maybe it doesn't make sense in the realm we understand. But what if we're learning about power and control? Whew, this would be a good example of taking our own power when everything around us is taking our own energy. So we don't know what you've come to learn. It could be about love. It could be about anything. There's a million things it could be about that you've come to change or master or be a part of. And maybe you're just creating these different things so you can learn. But you just remember, most people, when we get upset, we start narrowing our vision down. We start getting very concentrated in the problem we have with the stress or the tension. And it starts having a physical effect on us. And pretty soon, our reality starts becoming smaller and smaller. And then you become a narrow band of energy that you feel trapped. And most people today, almost every single metaphysical person who comes to see me says they feel trapped or stuck.
When we are working with individuals, generally they have an understanding of spiritual energy, or they have studied metaphysics, and they have recognized that something in their life isn't working. And because they don't want to create anything more, and this isn't just metaphysical people, this is everyone, I don't want to create any more of what I've already got. You know, all I know is what I don't want any more of. Everything in my past, you know, I don't want to recreate that again. I don't want that experience again. I need to have change, and they want immediate change. It's like when people move to the mountains. They move from the city and they go to the country, and they say, my life's going to change because I'm in a different location. Well, they brought themselves with them.
Now, everything we're saying,
it doesn't really change.
Everything we're saying today, you have seen, or you, if you've listened to any of our previous shows, you know that there's a possibility that there's more. I could not, at the end of the year, call in every bit of energy in the world if I did not believe this. And remember, I have to believe it. I don't care if you believe it. You believe whatever you need to believe. That's what you're made up of. But I had to believe it, and with my truth, it became something that wasn't so reactive. So if I call in all these energies or these feelings or become one with it, and I can have compassion for it, it does not react to my energy.
See, most people would say, I don't want to be part of all that energy. There's so much out there I don't want to be a part of. That's why I'd just as soon go hide in my closet, you know, and close the door and sit on a little stool in the corner in the dark. Because there's too much out there, and I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I don't want to be a part of it.
And so, we're going to take a little short break, and we'll show you how to do this, or how to be a part of things that you didn't think you wanted to be a part of, just so you can stop reacting or calling it into your life.
And so change some of the heavier, denser energies that you're involved in.
We'll take a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about energy and life and how it might be. But just think about this. What if I could have compassion for all creation on earth? At that point, I no longer would need separation from anything. At that point, Creator comes back and we become one together. My information, my experiences, the Creator experiences, everything experiences, and we become more. I become more, Creator becomes more, and there's a new space. Think about how exciting that would be. And in most cases, people call that instantaneous creation. That means my next thought, I'm going to create, my thought will create physical reality. So until you had compassion for all creation, we sure wouldn't want to move into that dimension or reality yet in our life.
And that's just accepting that it exists. Remember, we're not saying that one thing is better or right or wrong or another way. This is just the way we look at it. And we're just suggesting that if you allow yourself to maybe look at something in a different way, you might be able to get out of feeling stuck or feeling trapped or some of the overwhelming dense energy that you're involved in right now. By having compassion for, okay, it's there. That's the reality. You can't argue with reality. Nobody can. If you're living something that's real and you don't like it, you have the ability to change it.
But I have to be responsible for my actions. If I hurt or if I do something bad, then that energy that I hurt or did something bad will come back to me again for me to look at. So the quieter I can get, the more still, the more times I can create and do the things I love, the more times I can just play, the more times I can lighten up, listen to music, the more times I can dance. All those things allow me to be quieter and be more responsive or happier, okay? And what happens in my life with all the things that went on, I'm extremely serious. And I have to be careful that I'm not too judgmental of myself. And I will be my worst enemy. I will judge myself and be too serious when I should lighten up and know I can't do anything about this. And it is the way it is.
accepting what exists in your life, it will allow you to lighten up on yourself. But it's not always easy to just say we have to stop judging ourselves. We have to learn to accept what's going on. We have to love ourselves. And that's not an easy thing for us to say to you, oh, you got to learn to love yourself. Because everybody's saying I have to love myself, and I don't know what that means.
But again, if we cover this over and over again.
Yeah.
If you go to our website and if you look at the clearing techniques and you look at the things you can do that take so little time, folks, if you don't have 5 minutes a day for yourself, you are really screwed up, okay? 5 minutes a day. That's all it takes to change your life, change your energy, change the way you react to things. You can do it. You can be love. You can be those things.
The clearing technique, if you go to healing techniques on our homepage, then that's going to take you to another page. And the clearing technique is called the energetic clearing technique. It's also called being in the moment.
And in the book, they should get it.
And the book, if you're feeling overwhelmed, there's a link right on the homepage as well that says feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life. And that's a 90-page, very short manual that we wrote. It contains the best of all of the other books and all of our teachings. It's the best of all of the techniques in a 90-page manual.
And it
says stop.
And we haven't got to that in future shows. And then we have The Way It Works. We have got to that. That was over 20 different shows. We just taught out of that little book that was over, 100 pages?
It's like 110 pages. That's it. That's another short read. And you can read that online. It's been translated into many different languages. You can read them right on our homepage.
So there's no, if you have a few minutes and you don't understand, read about it and look at a different way of approaching something that might make it easier.
And there's another technique that's on the website that is not in either one of the books, and that's the chakra clearing technique. If you go under healing techniques, you'll see the chakra clearing, and that's going to help you clear some of the emotions that get stored in the energy centers of your body, literally stored there, held there, trapped there, stuck there, and energy becomes so dense that it causes pain in our body, and we feel that in certain areas. Well, if you do that chakra clearing, even once a week when you're in the shower or you're in the bath, and the directions are right on the website, that's also going to help you feel better. I don't know that we've talked as much as we could about that technique as well. So there's lots of information for you right on the homepage, the Living Light Breath, a breath technique that takes about 4 minutes, okay? I have to do mine before I get out of bed in the morning. Because once my feet swing over the bed and hit the floor, I'm off and running. I'm a busy person. You're a busy person. We've tried to give you techniques that will streamline your day. The energetic clearing technique takes 2 minutes of your time total. It's 20 seconds every time you go to the toilet. That'll take, 2 minutes, 3 minutes tops at the end of your day. The chakra clearing, there's another 5 or 10 minutes if you're in the bath once a week. So these things are simple to do. Simple. You've accepted responsibility. Let's just say all of us are creators and we're accepting responsibility for what we've created in our lives. Well, if I'm going to accept responsibility, then I know I can change it, and I can change it by changing myself. And those are just a few simple, easy ways that you can begin your change for yourself. That's what you're here for.
So we know anything more complicated, you're just not going to do it because your life is too busy. So we've tried to make these things simple. And some people have said to me, that's so simple, it's almost silly.
Yeah, it can't possibly work. It's too simple. I've been conditioned to say that, well, it's going to be a challenge and life has to be tough in order for me to learn something.
But you have to believe it. So when you believe it, it's true. If you could just say everything we said today, if you believed and you believed it to be true, your life would change immediately, just like me snapping my fingers. The why you reason you do it over and over is so you can believe it.
Yeah. So we're thankful that you came and listened to us today. This is Nancy Nestor and Ken Page. We invite you to listen to us every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on HealthyLife.net. Go to our website, KenPage.com. Read a whole lot of free information and books. email us if you've got any questions at office at Ken Page. We'd love to hear from you.
And be sure you tell your friend. Tell your friends that are in pain or hurting or sad. Let them understand this information because it really could help. We can help you. You can help your friend.
Yeah, that's,
so many
why,
blessings.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.